You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Jimmy Tardy, Joseph Jordan, and Robin Ryan. The producer is Galen Sanford. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Erin J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9 o'clock on Fight the Empire, Parafoggering hosts a special hour-long Fight the Empire with guest Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research and author of Failed, What the Experts Got Wrong About the Global Economy. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, we speak with T. Geronimo Johnson on his novel, Welcome to Braggsville. And at 11:30, the film show honors Future Day as envisioned in Back to the Future Part 2 with a classic 2011 KBOO conversation with actor, author, and independent filmmaker Crispin Glover. Thank you, KBOO members. It's your support that keeps this station operating. If you're not a member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It's Wednesday and the news is done, which means it is time once again for our weekly show, News from the Boo, where we discuss items of interest here at the station and in the greater listening community. Monica is away this week. We have Mike Crenshaw with us instead, and Mike has brought with him a guest, Bucky Coles, a young poet, an MC, and part of KBOO's Youth Collective. Hello, both of you.
Hey, man. Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you all doing?
Good.
I'm doing great.
Good to be here.
Yes.
Mike, do you want to say anything in the introduction to Bucky?
Yeah, I mean, I heard about Bucky sometime, I think in 2013. Somebody told me that there's a young MC and poet in town that's super dope that I need to check out. And then him and I met at the Youth Summit, and he told me that he respected my work. I got the opportunity to watch him perform, and I was just blown away. And since then, we've seen each other on a somewhat regular basis because Bucky's a member of the Youth Collective. He's down here semi-regularly at KBOO, and then I see him in the community at events, part of poetry events and hip-hop events as well. So,
well, great. Why don't we hear a little bit from the man himself? Bucky, how did you get involved with KBOO?
Well, it's an interesting thing because I'm actually a Southern California native. I was born in Fountain Valley. You know, I grew up all in down the West Coast. But when I moved out here my sophomore year of high school, I got involved in KBOO because of the fact that I was a student at Jefferson. I started the BSU, the Black Student Union, there as a group in order to raise the consciousness at our school and in order to give the youth there a good platform in order to speak their mind off of things that we don't learn in the everyday curriculum of high school. And so with that, I met somebody named Sharita Town, and also Yanga, who is part of the Urban League. And both of these people got me actually first invested in PCM, Portland Community Media Center. And that project there was Degentrify Portland, and we literally made a documentary on the gentrification of Portland and how that affects us. And it actually taught me a lot about gentrification in general, because I didn't know anything about that, even though you see that in many communities all over the nation. So, you know, it started with PCM, and through PCM, I actually came here, I guess because of that project, Degentrify Portland.
Okay.
But once I did that, I took my volunteer orientation here and got started with the Youth Collective and started doing the Mike 1212 shows. And that really made me just fall in love with this place. I mean, that, the atmosphere and, you know, the music library. So that's generally just how I got involved, was networking, I guess, with the local activists that are in the community and helping me as a young person being able to get involved in community things like this.
With emceeing and poetry, for you, did one lead to the other? Did one come before the other, or did they just both happen sort of synchronously?
Well, I definitely think that I started with poetry, but I think that it was something that, even when it comes to poetry, I didn't know that I was going to be a poet. You know, it was just something that I was really good at. English. I was always good at, you know, being able to express myself with words, the English language arts and everything. I've always excelled with that ever since, like, elementary. You know, I was in choir and stuff like that. So, you know, I was writing poetry small time when I was younger, and I didn't really have any motive for it. It was probably like school assignments and stuff like that. Didn't really have any kind of attachment. But I mean, I guess once I got into high school, I'd say I started to listen to other poets, and I started to understand that the music, which is hip hop, rap, it's only a part of poetry, you know, and it's always been, poetry has always been a part of the music that we hear. And so poetry definitely came first for me, but it's one, you know, it's all in one. But yeah, I'd say it was like my freshman year, I really started to recognize myself as a hip hop MC, not just a poet, because of the fact that, you know, that's a master of ceremonies. It's somebody who understands the culture of hip hop, as well as being a rapper or MC, which is one of the elements of hip hop. So I just feel that poetry and rap coincide together. You know, I love Edgar Allan Poe and Shakespeare and, you know, all of that. But I definitely started with poetry.
Word. Are you performing anytime soon that where people that are listening might be able to check you out?
Yes, I am performing. Actually, the closest performance is on October 23rd. It's called Bridging the Future. And pretty much it is part of the Youth Laureate Contest. Winners are going to be there. And also the What You Wanna Do crew, which is a part of Spit Right, a group that was put together by Renee Mitchell, mm-hmm. and others, to give youth a voice, youth poets and youth artists like myself. And so this Friday is going to be 6 to 9, Zoomtopia at Southeast Belmont, Portland, Oregon.
Yes. Yeah, that's Zoomtopia 810 Southeast Belmont, Friday from 6 to 9. I'm excited to see you guys perform. I've seen youth from Spit Right and youth from the Poet Laureate competition, and the winners perform What You Wanna Do crew numerous times, and you guys all seem to get better every time that I see you. Would you mind me putting you on the spot and asking you to maybe spit one of your favorite verses?
I don't mind
that you wrote.
Let me think. It might be a long one.
We got a little bit of time.
Right, cool.
Just, you know, we can't have any of them bad words, but you've done the training, so you know.
Yeah. All right. So, I got to stand up. I have to.
Okay. World premiere, y'all, right now.
You heard it first on KBOO.
Yup.
All right, here we go. How can it not? We're passing just a minute. We're making beats jump in. The possibility is infinite. We exceeding the limits. You'll see us flying when we finish. Because when I grab the mic, all my styles be replenished. I'm the light to the picture that shows you the image. A contrast. They broadcasting propaganda. B is bringing it to a whole new standard. Everything happens for a reason. And my dreams have always planned it. I'm changing with the seasons and imitating the rapids. And redefining the meaning of dreaming up your passage. We all got demons trying to get us focused on a grievance and temporary feelings that leaves us trapped up in the deep end. But this is an allegiance to change a culture that teaches and preaches evil. And Baki stands for everlasting peace amongst my people. We need you. Don't let the BS deceive you, cause we next the sequel and I'm here the prequel. Just look into my eyes, cause the mirror's how I see you. A breath of fresh air, I'm never smelly like some seafood. I'm coming all original. These rappers are some redos. They worry about the physical but might as well be see-through. I'm shining so bright a clothes I can see what we do, cause my higher vibrations keep my mind in outer spaces, no need for spaceships. The basis of Oasis is what you make it. I'm living life with mazes and phases and races for ages. Tenacious, outrageous, contagious hatred. My mission is to change it. I'm the replacement for the future of the nation. Here to bring the basic teachings of the greatest MCs to ever put the pen to the pages. My art form is ancient, ageless. I was trying to meet up with my angels rocking stages thousands of years before them dark ages. Cause in everything we do, we always raise and sad faces. I'm an MC, so I got mad phrases, and my introvertical imagination is spacious. Affirmations, this is my lyrical invasion to make sure everybody knows it's all about vibration. Nowadays, don't nobody say none. Half the time, they don't even know what they be saying, but we are the controllers in this world of games. So before you go insane, yo, you better start playing. Doing the same routines, rocking the same old chains, while the TV screen pollutes your only brain. We got hip hop living in the hearts today. We got hip hop living in our hearts today.
Yeah, that was
nicely done.
Thank you
so much, bro.
Really nicely done.
I gotta give you some dap on that.
thank you for that.
I got a feeling that won't be the last time we hear him.
I got a feeling too, and that's a good thing. It's for that reason that I wanted to offer Baki the opportunity to participate in the African Hip Hop Caravan this year. So
that's the next question. So so about the African Hip Hop Caravan, it's you two together.
It's the two of us. It's multiple African artists in different cities that we'll visit. And there's a DJ, Sister Alicia B from KGNU, Denver, Colorado. She'll be participating too. So we're scheduled to leave right around the 17th of November. We'll be gone for about a month.
And where will you be going this year?
We'll start in Arusha, Tanzania. Then we'll go to Nairobi, Kenya. We'll go to Kampala, Uganda, or Harare, Zimbabwe. There's so many stops on this tour that there are some things happening simultaneously. We're gonna have to figure out if we're gonna go to Harare, which I've been to a few times, or if we're gonna go to Uganda, which will be new for all of us. And then we're gonna finish up in Cape Town, South Africa, and be back home in December.
And like last year, are you gonna be recording?
We're gonna record. We're gonna record as much as we can every step of the way. So hopefully we'll bring back some awesome collaborations between Baki, myself, and other artists in Africa.
And Baki, what are you hoping to get out of this trip?
Honestly, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Honestly, it just leaves me speechless, really. But I guess the main thing that I want to get is a direct connection with something that I've never experienced. You know, I've never been out of the country. I've moved all up and down the West Coast, which is, I mean, for people my age, gives somebody a different perspective on life. But to go to Africa, especially for the sake of hip hop as a culture, you know, it's really something that's deep for me, because I know that, you know, the culture is represented all around the world, you know, and we don't see that because of the fact that everything that, you know, music is doing in the U.S. is right in front of our faces. We don't always see different countries and what they're doing with music, Japan, China, you know, all these different places. I just think it's amazing. Like, I can't even I can't even bring the right words to my mouth to be able to explain my feelings on it. But I just feel so blessed to be able to for one, be an MC on this trip and also experience this with a great person like yourself. I mean,
thank you, bro.
I've listened to your albums, your EPs, man. Like, it's my hands are up. I can't.
Well, I don't even know. Now that you've given everyone a taste, yeah. Tell us again where the next place you're going to be performing is.
Zootopia. Zoomtopia, sorry, on October 23rd, 6 to 9.
And that's 810 Southeast Belmont. So hopefully we'll see folks out there. There's an additional benefit for the African Hip Hop Caravan happening at the Portland Playhouse on 6th and Prescott this coming Sunday, the 25th as well, starting at 7:30. And I also just want to squeeze in that the Oregon Arts Commission and the Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program have granted us a gift that are kind of helping with the cost of the caravan. So,
well, that wraps it up just about for the week. Baki Coles, Mike Crenshaw, thank you so very much for coming in today. That was really, really outstanding.
Most like, I wanted to ask if I can say just I don't have any recorded music at the moment, but people can find me on SoundCloud if you look up King Narmer, King KingNarmer. I'm on there. I post music that I like, but I have yet to post music from me. It is coming though. I have a project coming, so
stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again, both.
Thank you guys. Thank you
so much. We'll see you all next week.
All right.